Community Regional Affairs Committee to order. Time is 1:35. Present is Senator Kelly, Senator Phillips, Senator Torgerson, and Senator Zara. Before us today is the appointments of Commissioner of Community Regional Affairs and also Military and Veterans Affairs. We'll take Michael Irwin first, Commissioner Designee of Community Regional Affairs. If you would, sir, just give us your overview of your resume, if you like, and then we'll open it up to questions of the board and go from there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mike Irwin. As you indicated, I'm the Commissioner Designee for the Department of Community and Regional Affairs. Just briefly, some background about me, which is contained in my resume there. I was born in what is referred to now as Old Bettles, which is basically a ghost town on the Upper Koyukuk River. My family moved when I was 6 years old to Nenana, and that's where I went to school from first grade through graduation in 1974. I went for a total of 4 semesters of college at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and 4 semesters in my undergraduate work at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, where I graduated in 1978. Got married a little bit after that and started having kids and went back to graduate school here in the University of Alaska Southeast. It was called University of Alaska Juneau then, and earned my Master of Public Administration degree. Over the years, I've worked for a number of organizations, Native nonprofits and profit corporations, as well as the state of Alaska and the federal government. I've worked for Tlingit and Haida Central Council, Sea Alaska Corporation, Tanana Chiefs Conference, Doyon Limited, the state of Alaska during the Cooper administration. I was a special assistant on Third Floor for rural policy. And most recently worked for about 2.5 years as a federal employee for the Alaska Natives Commission, which was a joint federal-state initiative funded equally by the state and federal governments. And in between, sometimes I've worked private consulting in between jobs. And that's quick and dirty on me.
Okay. Questions? Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we'll ask General Lestenkoff. Sir, would you do the same thing, a brief overview of your resume, please, and then we'll open it up to questions of the board.
You do have my resume and whatnot, but let me just go over my background. I was born in St. George Island in the Pribilofs. I lived there till I was about 14 and went off to school at Sitka at Mount Edgecombe. And after I graduated from school, I joined the Marines and served in Korea during the war and in an infantry company over there. When I returned back to Alaska after the war, I lived in Sitka and went full-time on active duty with the department, with the National Guard in 1959, serving primarily in the operations and training field. I was a training officer and operations officer for a battle group here in Alaska, served as company commander and executive officer of a battalion, and finally as a commander of an infantry mechanized battalion here in the state. I served as the state-level G3, the operations and training officer for the department. When I left active duty in 1974, I became the executive vice president for Alaska Federation of Natives, served at Anchorage, primarily responsible for implementing the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. I went to work after that as the executive director for the Cook Inlet Native Association at Anchorage, served there for 3 years, and in 1981 went back to the federal service and became the area director for the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Alaska. That's a senior executive position, and served in that capacity until 1988 when I retired from the federal government. When I retired, I went to work for the state as the deputy commissioner for community regional affairs until 1990 when I retired from that, and that about covers my resume. I have attended all of the prerequisite military schools, the infantry basic courses, the advanced course, the Command General Staff College. I was a student at the Army War College back in the 70s. And I became the Assistant Adjutant General for the Army National Guard in 1987 and served until 1990 in that capacity.
Okay. Fine, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Guess we can sign these.
Sure.
I'll go ahead and close the meeting at 1:40. Excuse me.
Maybe for the record, let me just state that a letter is going to be forthcoming to the President of the Senate. It's not a reflection of the intent of any of the members to vote for or against the nominee during any further sessions.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine, thank you.
Don't we normally make a motion to forward those letters, I thought?
Yeah. Well, I might just go ahead and move it.
Yeah.
All right. I already stated what the purpose of the letter was for.
You need that restated, purpose of the letter?
You need it?
No.
I'll move our letter of the committee on February 13th, 1995
to the Senate President.
To the Senate President. Group.
Which, again, is basically stating there are no objections to the confirmation of the two individuals that met before the committee, and that this does not reflect the individual's right to vote one way or the other while in session during the confirmation itself. So is there any objection to the motion to move this letter? Hearing none, so pass. Then we'll close the meeting at 1:42. Thank you.
You want me to object to the army?